Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, 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 click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Modern Mentor Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Cook, and today's episode is all about what you can do if you feel like your career has hit a wall. Let's talk about what it might mean and how you can crack through that stall. There are moments in our professional lives that give us those delightful shocks of bliss. Landing the job, proposing the winning idea, getting the promotion, being publicly recognized, the list goes on. Those are the moments that deliver endorphins, that keep us going and growing. But what happens when you look around one day and realize, it's been a hot minute since you've been graced with such a moment? Work has been fine, you've heard no complaints, but every day is starting to feel the same. What do you do if you realize your career may be stalled? And how can you put yourself back on the path to something more? Before you assume your best days are behind you and it's all downhill from here, let's talk about what might be causing this stall. Then we can figure out how you might break on through to the other side. First, it may be time to move sideways, not up. When I first entered the workforce, I remember getting advice from people ahead of me on how to climb that corporate ladder. It was up or out. But a few years into my career, I stumbled onto the idea of a career lattice. Imagine a shape more like a snowflake than a ladder. It represents the idea that careers could, and in many cases should, move in all directions. At different seasons in our lives, we may need different things. Sometimes explosive upward growth is it. But sometimes it's about taking a left or a right and learning new invaluable things instead. It's about expanding our knowledge before we take the next step up. Then, when the time to climb arrives, we'll be carrying more tools in our professional toolbox. When I worked full-time in human resources, there were essentially two brands of HR professionals. The specialists managed programs, think talent management, leadership development, and compensation. And the generalists partnered with and advised individual business units. My climb had always been up the specialist ladder. I knew that world was a better fit for me. But I came to a point in my career where I realized if I was going to keep climbing, I needed some generalist experience. Spending time advising business leaders would only help me design better programming in the future. The last move I made in my full-time career was this lateral one. For me, it became the springboard into consulting. I felt rounded out and ready. The business I run today would be considered a specialist one, but my generalist experience absolutely informs the practicality of the solutions I build for my clients. So now ask yourself, what's a move you could take laterally that would round out your portfolio of skills and experience and ready you for that next step up? Next, maybe your personal brand needs some love. Earlier in your career, you were known as the hardworking creative superstar who would roll up their sleeves and solve any challenge. But is this still the narrative that follows you? When's the last time you checked in on how people are experiencing you? When I spoke with personal branding expert Dori Clark, she talked of the importance of not just crafting, but staying vigilant about the state of your personal brand or the way you're thought of by those around you. Have you been doing great work, but finding the accolades and opportunities for growth don't seem to be following? Dori would advise you to consider a personal branding refresh. here are some strategies she might suggest. Be a recognized expert. Ask around. Find out how people are thinking of you. Are you just a great worker all around, or are you the go-to on something critical? Strive for the latter. Think about recapturing your creativity. In the pursuit of doing great work, have you tried anything interesting, or are you just playing it safe? Push yourself out of the box. And finally, play more offense. Have you been waiting for the next great move to find you? It might be time for you to let the world know that you're on the hunt. Make sure your colleagues and professional contacts experience you as the person deserving of that next great move. Optics matter. Next, maybe your network has stopped working for you. You know what they say, it's all about who you know. The question here is, have you been paying attention to your network? Think back to when you started this job. As an ambitious professional, chances are you leaned into networking around the company, like it was your job. We start new jobs with energy and enthusiasm. We want to learn, drink it in, meet everyone, and learn about what they do. And then we start to settle in. People we reached out to in the early days have forgotten us, or in some cases, they've moved on themselves. Having advocates and sponsors at work absolutely matters. People senior to you who will raise your name when they're discussing a big opportunity. So ask yourself, when is the last time I was intentional about doing some internal outreach? And start booking those virtual coffees today. Next, it may be time to bulk up your resume. When you finished school and landed the job, you had everything they were looking for. But time has passed and you've taken on more. Maybe you've had a promotion or two along the way. It's possible you've hit your ceiling. For the qualifications you have, you're at the top of your game. So it may be time to consider adding a qualification. Amidst the pandemic, I've seen friends add coaching certifications, accounting credentials, and advisory licenses to their resumes. I've watched people learn coding, web design, and more. If something about your resume has stopped compelling people, then spruce it up and make them listen. And finally, it may be time to move on. Sometimes it's not you, it's them. You're impressive, you're hardworking, and you know this company like the back of your hand. Sometimes that last bit about knowing your role and company inside out is actually the problem. Companies are looking for fresh blood. They want new perspective, fresh eyes on old ways of doing things. This isn't a criticism of you. It may just mean that for the outcome you want, you need to explore options outside of your company. Maybe it's your moment to be someone else's fresh eyes. Consider all you've learned, seen, and achieved at your organization. When you put it all in the blender, what's the story that comes out? How will you show up for another organization with exactly the wisdom and perspective that they need in the moment? And there you have it. Don't let a career stall get you down. Diagnose the problem so you can get busy solving it. Have a question I can answer? Check out all the links in my bio for ways to reach me. You can visit my website at leadabovenoise.com. Or follow me on the Modern Mentor podcast page on LinkedIn, where I share exclusive tips, videos, and musings. Join me next week for an episode all about the upside of procrastination. Until then, thanks so much for listening, and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is produced by Dan Farabend, edited by Karen Hertzberg, and supported by the rest of the Quick and Dirty Tips team, which includes Michelle Margulis, Morgan Ratner, Emily Miller, and our Vice President of Podcasting, Kathy Doyle.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it, between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.